After a long delay, the U.S. Senate could vote tomorrow on President Obama's nominee for Attorney General. Brooklyn U.S. Attorney Loretta Lynch has waited more than 5 months for lawmakers to act. If confirmed, she'll be the first black woman to lead the Justice Department. NPR Justice correspondent Carrie Johnson has more.
It's hard to imagine a more unlikely lightning rod than career prosecutor Loretta Lynch. Over 16 years in law enforcement, she's locked up terrorists, mob bosses, and cyber thieves. But her nomination has become mired in a political fight over the White House plan on immigration and even a human trafficking bill.
It disturbs me that the process has become so muddy.
Ron Weitch worked in the Senate and the Obama Justice Department before joining the University of Baltimore School of Law.
There is such a partisan approach to what should be a relatively straightforward analysis of whether a nominee is competent and ethical and has stature.
Capitol Hill sources from both political parties say they expect Lynch will be approved once the full Senate actually votes on her nomination. But Weitch says the months of delay will leave a bad aftertaste.
She's going to take office with a great deal of energy and optimism, but it's unfortunate. It does sour the relationship between the nominee, soon-to-be cabinet officer, and the Senate. It shouldn't be this way.
Any new attorney general, but particularly this one, is going to want to build a relationship with Congress.
That's Brian Benchkowski. He served as a senior official in the George W. Bush Justice Department. He's also a former Republican Senate aide. Benchkowski says Lynch could devote herself to improving the relationship with lawmakers.
They're going to scrutinize what you do. They're going to criticize what you do. And if you have a good relationship with them, if you try to build bridges, it can make that process a lot easier.
Especially when it comes to passing legislation that's a priority for the White House. Retired federal judge Michael Mukasey worked as attorney general for the last couple years of the Bush administration, just as Loretta Lynch may be taking office for the final stretch of the Obama presidency. Mukasey says in some ways the job is easier closer to the finish line. That's because many of the ambitious priorities and programs the White House demands are already in place. But Mukasey says he spent a lot of time on one key issue, urging lawmakers to renew a surveillance law known as FISA.
Part of what I had to do was to lobby, principally on the telephone, although in person too, on FISA, which allowed me to get to know a lot of people.
And it so happens that may be a central task for Loretta Lynch, too. That's because parts of another surveillance law known as the Patriot Act, including a controversial program leaked by Edward Snowden, are set to expire in June. Unless, of course, Congress decides to act. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.